Drug and law enforcement officials are concerned about the spreading abuse of the powerful prescription painkiller OxyContin. At least 120 deaths nationwide have been linked to the drug. The Drug Enforcement Administration is setting up a pilot program to monitor how OxyContin is being prescribed. West Virginia's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against the drug's manufacturer, charging its aggressive marketing has created a public health hazard. Dan Hyman of West Virginia Public Radio reports.
Police in southern West Virginia know they have a problem with OxyContin. For example, in the town of Gilbert, officials say over the last 2 years there have been 4 overdose deaths out of a population of 417. Mingo County Sheriff's Deputy Jim Pack says abuse of the drug has tripled armed robberies in the area. He says it's absolutely tearing apart the social fabric in Mingo County.
They're stealing, they're dealing drugs. We've got young ladies that sell on their bodies to get the drug. I mean prominent citizens, people that's been worth money all their lives. Their daughters are out selling themselves to support their habits.
OxyContin is the time-release form of oxycodone, a synthetic opiate with properties similar to morphine or methadone. It was designed to relieve serious chronic pain for hours at a time. It is a very strong, very effective painkiller. Some cancer patients and patients with serious non-malignant pain have described it as a miracle cure. Abusers get around the time-release shell by crushing or dissolving the pills. They then shoot up or snort the drug. By doing this, they get the full effect in one euphoric rush. But in this form, the drug is highly addictive. Many compare it to heroin. West Virginia Deputy Attorney General Fran Hughes says the state is suing the drug's manufacturer because Purdue Pharma oversells the drug to doctors and the public.
False and deceptive acts and practices in marketing and advertising misleads the public into believing that it's safe and without any ill effects.
The suit cites one instance where the Federal Food and Drug Administration made Purdue Pharma change a medical journal advertisement because the ad made OxyContin seem appropriate for cases where its use has not been approved. Hughes says the state doesn't want to have the drug pulled from the shelves. She says the company just needs to change its marketing.
We believe that in certain situations, it's an appropriate drug, that it's valid medication for the treatment of pain, but that it is being overly prescribed due to aggressive marketing practices.
The FDA approved the drug 4.5 years ago, and since then, it's become one of the industry's biggest sellers. Purdue Pharma sold about $600 million worth last year. Company officials say they have been surprised that so many users have learned how to defeat the time-release shell, but they say the problems are not the result of company policies. Dr. David Haddix is the Purdue Pharma Senior Medical Director for Health Policy.
Well, we think that the lawsuit is baseless. We do not believe that this has been promoted in an inappropriate manner, and we are in full compliance with FDA regulations. Therefore, we think the Attorney General's suit is without legal basis.
Legal experts agree that West Virginia's suit may well be a long shot. Bob Adler teaches classes in consumer protection and FDA regulatory issues at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. While there is no formal legal defense based on the fact that a medicine is regulated by the FDA, Adler says courts would tend to defer to the agency.
Most judges would say, why should I get involved if there's a federal agency that's got authority to act? That's at least a psychological matter, if not a legal one.
Another legal expert says the main impact of the suit will be to raise the political profile of the issue. Peter Jacobson, who teaches at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, compares the case to the lawsuits cities have filed against gun manufacturers. He says those suits charge that the gun makers are liable for the damages their products cause when being used improperly.
Most of those suits have been dismissed. Courts do not tend, at least right now, to be sympathetic to claims that you can use the tort system, negligence, strict product liability, for claims of improperly following up on how a drug or a product is used.
State and federal law enforcement authorities have cracked down on OxyContin abusers, but the West Virginia legislature has yet to act to put teeth in a state prescription drug monitoring program. The lawsuit seeks to make Purdue Pharma change its marketing practices. It also seeks to make the company pay for health care costs related to OxyContin. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman in Buchanan, West Virginia.